we've all seen the warning labels that are on pretty much everything under the sun at this point in time. Most notably, cigarette packages, obviously. There's a push from a new group of individuals who wants to see some warning labels in a new spot. On gas pumps. Yeah, no kidding. Robert Shirkley is the founder of a group called Our Horizon and joins us on the program. Robert, how are you tonight?
I'm well. Thanks a lot for having me on your show, Matt.
Oh, no worries. No, you want to put warning labels on gas pumps?
Yeah, that's the concept. The idea is to help consumers connect cause and effect right at the point of purchase. I think for a good number of us, we're sort of in denial, but the reality is we've changed the chemistry of Earth's atmosphere, and that's endangering a lot of life on Earth. So it's time we sort of step up and we face this challenge, face reality. And I think only then, after having, you know, acknowledged our role in this problem, can we then move forward with meaningful solutions.
So what do you want to see on the gas pump then?
Yeah, so we've got some mock-ups that we produced. What we do is we borrow language from the Intergovernmental Panel on Climate Change. One, for example, that we have says something like, warning, use of fossil fuels contributes to climate change, which may cause, I think it's something like it's up to 30% of species would be at likely risk of extinction. I'm paraphrasing. I don't have one in front of me right now. We have another one that highlights famine because, of course, climate change has been linked to drought and famine. Really, as long as whatever you're putting up is, you know, backed up by science, backed up by the Intergovernmental Panel on Climate Change, there's lots of options, which is the sad reality of climate change. There's so much fallout from it. So,
isn't it tough to start trying to, because obviously the idea is to guilt people that they're going in there and they're filling up their car, but for a lot of people, they just don't have options.
You know, and that's the thing. We actually have the technology, say on the private side of mobility, right, which is with the private automobiles. We have the technology to produce cars that are so much more efficient. Believe it or not, a lot of the cars on the road today are about as efficient as the Ford Model T was when it came out of the assembly line in 1908. So we haven't seen too much innovation in the sector and efficiencies developed as we have in other sectors. So this hopefully will, for some individuals, this might be the nudge that they need to change their behavior. It could mean that they might consider public transit as an option. They might, you know, maybe their lease is up for renewal, and they're going to get that more fuel-efficient vehicle. For others, though, this has a potential to engender sort of a shift in our collective willingness to act on climate change so that we will demand solutions from governments and industry. The technology exists to get us to where we need to go. We just need the will to get there. And I think, honestly, facing what we're up against is a necessary part of that. And, you know, it's just like any problem that you want to sincerely address. The first step is honestly acknowledging what you're up against, and only then can you take meaningful steps forward. I think anything else until we do this will just be half measures.
So you don't think that people as a whole have kind of accepted climate change, and that, you know what, the burning of fossil fuels is an obvious kind of problem?
Well, what's interesting is there's a few, so it's more than just a warning label, really. Climate change is a problem of diffusion of responsibility. So, you know, you emit a little bit, I emit a little bit. As individuals, we don't contribute that much to the problem, but collectively, our actions are endangering the health of the planet. So because responsibility for the problem is diffuse, psychologists know that we fail to act. And what this does is it locates responsibility right in the palm of your hand. So it's more than just knowing that fossil fuels contribute to it. It's recognizing that we each have a role to play in it. Another compelling piece to the idea is climate change is a problem of no feedback. So there are faraway consequences like famine, the extinction of species, extreme weather, but we have no signal in the here and now to sort of tell us to change our behavior. And because of that, it's, again, psychologists know we procrastinate when we don't have that sort of a feedback. So bringing that that consequence into the here and now via text and an image helps address that problem too. So it really looks at part of, you know, human nature, a lot of, the nature of climate change, and addresses it in this one solution.
So who do you look to at this point in time to try to get these actual warning labels on the pumps? Because a lot of times this would probably fall under municipal kind of an area, wouldn't it?
Yeah, great question. Yeah. So basically we're targeting municipalities across Canada. Cities can use their licensing powers to require gasoline retailers to place these on gas pump nozzles. Should a retailer refuse to comply, a city has the option to revoke their license, effectively putting them out of business. So it is a great way to get it done. And instead of, you know, putting all our eggs in one basket, targeting the federal government, say, or a handful of baskets with provincial governments, we're going to empower 4,000 municipalities across Canada for change. So 2013, a community in Canada will pass a bylaw that will create a global precedent. And we think it'll spread from there. I think it'll grab international attention because here we all are, we're all facing this issue together. And here's this interesting approach. I think it'll spread from there. And the interesting thing is Canada in 2001, we were the first to come out with pictorial warning labels on tobacco packages. Yeah. Now there's something like 50 countries in the world that have that. So in my mind, those are 50 countries that are cognitively primed to receive our concept and will say, aha, I get it. Just like we do with tobacco consumption, compelling public health issue. Yeah, except, you know, on fossil fuels. So I think it'll spread. I think we're ready for this. I think 2013 is the year we're going to face climate change. And then after having done that, I think we're going to move forward to a better future.
We'll see how the municipalities react to this. I appreciate the time tonight, Robert.
Cheers. Thanks a lot for having me on your program, Matt.
No worries. You take care.